Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday morning, 6:03 a.m., January 31st, 2012. My heart is heavy because of a tragedy in our congregation, but when I read this article this morning from Sermon Audio, uploaded to Sermon Audio by Joel Richardson, I knew I had to turn on the mic and share it with you. In the world of questionable and sometimes downright silly Bible translations, one would think it couldn't get any worse. After all, we've seen the end of beginning, Big Daddy created the heaven and the earth Ebonics Bible. We've seen the Apostles Log Star Trek English Paraphrase Bible. In a more serious effort, the New Oxford Annotated Bible, let me say that one again, New Oxford Annotated Bible, was created in part by pro-gay and feminist scholars in order to set forth a more gay revisionist interpretation of the Scripture. But now, there is a major controversy developing as the latest altered Bibles are being created by an organizations that most would think of as being more conservative and reasonable. At the forefront of the controversy are the Wycliffe Bible Translators, the Summer Institute of Linguistics and Frontiers, all of which are producing Bible translations that remove or modify terms which they have deemed offensive to Muslims. That's right, folks. That's right. I could not believe this when I read this morning. We now have Muslim-friendly Bibles. Included in the controversial development is the removal of any reference to God as Father, to Jesus as Son, or the Son of God. One example of such a change can be seen in the Arabic version of the Gospel of Matthew, produced and promoted by Frontiers and SIL. It changes, SIL is Summer Institute of Linguistics. It changes Matthew 28:19 from this, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, to this. Look at this amazing change. Cleanse them by water in the name of Allah, His Messiah, and His Holy Spirit. Unbelievable. Absolutely, positively unbelievable. The father of lies, the great deceiver himself, the one who deceived Eve and Adam, has infiltrated the Wycliffe Institute, the Wycliffe Translators, has infiltrated an organization that for hundreds of years has provided us solid, faithful, diligent translations, and now, in an effort to promote global peace and to appease as many people as possible, references that clearly communicate a Trinitarian God are being eliminated. Allah, His Messiah, and His Holy Spirit. A large number of Muslim-sensitive translations already are published and well-circulated in several Muslim-majority nations such as Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Malaysia. According to Joshua Lingle of I2 Ministries, even more dramatic a change is the Arabic and Bangladesh translations. In Arabic, Bible translations err by translating Father as Lord, Guardian, Most High, and God. In Bangla, B-A-N-G-L-A, Son of God, is mistranslated Messiah of God, consistent with the Quran, Islam, Jewish, the Messiah, which references the merely human Jesus. In response to these translations, many within evangelical missions movement, as well as many former Muslim converts and indigenous Christians from countries where these translations are being used, are indignant, as they should be. After numerous appeals have been rejected, a petition has been launched to call for the end of the translations. More than 3,000 already have signed up. While the organizations that are promoting these translations are adamant that replacing such terms as Father with Lord, Master best conveys the inspired meaning of the text, many of the indigenous Christian leaders from the countries where these translations are being promoted are broadly rejecting the translations. Of course they should. What does it profit a man if he should gain the entire world and lose his soul? The Messiah who is not the Son of God cannot save you from your sins. There is no hope in a Messiah who isn't the only begotten Son of God. Virgin born, sinless life, death on a cross, shed blood, bodily atonement, and an ascension that promises the same kind of return. What are we doing? If Wycliffe was alive today, he would rip into those offices, grab them by their jackets, and throw them on the street. Wycliffe understood the Trinitarian God, believed in the only begotten Son of God who saves men from their sin. Wycliffe would not be interested in watering down the Holy Scripture to the point at which it was useless, having no power to save men from their sins, for faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and this no longer is the word of God. According to Turkish pastor Fikret Bokik, such new translations are an all-American idea with absolutely no respect for the sacredness of Scripture or even the growing Turkish church. According to the testimony of one leader from the church in Bangladesh, one of the most problematic aspects of this development is that it gives fuel to the often heard Muslim claim that Christians are liars who change their Bibles to deceive the Muslims. Once a Bible translation is well established within any country, the introduction of such radically different translations reinforces the Muslim charge and undermines trust in the Christian community. According to Lingell, who can be contacted at info@i2ministries.org, the crisis in translation methodology is largely due to a postmodern literary bias that has crept into some translation circles in recent decades. Such translations would seem to demand that the divine author of the Bible change rather than the Muslim reader. Of course, that's exactly what's being suggested here. This is an attempt to create a chrislam, in which we can all just get together in one big world religion, hogwash. Christ did not die so that Muslims could retain a perverted faith. Lingle, and also the co-editor of a new book, Chrislam, How Missionaries Are Promoting an Islamatized Gospel. Chrislam, How Missionaries Are Promoting an Islam Gospel, which represents the first major response against Muslim-sensitive translations, as well as the larger movement often referred to as the Insider Movement or Chrislam. According to reports, the roughly 200 translation projects Wycliffe SIL Summer Institute of Linguistics have undertaken in Muslim contexts, about 30 or 40 remove the terms Father and Son with references to God and Jesus. Those Bibles should be gathered up and burnt. Those Bibles should be gathered up and destroyed. Any Bible that removes the deity of Christ should be destroyed by fire. Yet according to a recent Forbes 200 largest U.S. charities report, the Orlando-based Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is the third most well-funded religious charity in the States. Let me tell you right now, Berean Baptist Church does not support this organization, but if we did, we'd drop them in a millisecond, and I would suggest to you right now that any church in America, including the entire Southern Baptist Convention and everywhere else, if they support, if they send another penny to the Wycliffe Bible Translators, that's the only way you're going to get their attention. I tell you right now, signing a petition will not get their attention. The only thing that will get their attention is a drop in funding. And I mean a substantial drop in funding. I'm talking about the kind of drop in funding to where people are being laid off because there is not enough money coming in. May I suggest to you right now that you should take this article or this audio recording and you should forward it to every single person you know in your address book, who should forward it to theirs. We ought to make this thing go viral, and I can't do that, but you can as a listener. You can post it to Facebook. You can post it to Twitter. You can forward it. You can send it to everyone that you possibly know so that every single church in America that supports Wycliffe is set on fire for stopping this entire debacle, this blasphemous debacle. Let me suggest that you do that when you get done listening to this. This is unbelievable. How can a man get saved from a word of God that removes the deity of Jesus Christ and turns him into another prophet? Don't you see the essential necessity of doing something with this information that you've just received? Forward this email to somebody. This is coming to us from WND Faith. WND Faith, the article is titled, New Bible Yanks Father Jesus as Son of God. I'm going to upload this right now, and I'm going to tweet it, and I'm going to send it out to the people that I know, and I hope you do the same. Have a great day doing God's work today through the internet.